This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Security Council envoy spoke of suffering and urged an end to the war in Gaza Strip on Monday as they visited the Egyptian side of Rafah border crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid.
This is really a tragedy, and it has been too long. We have suffered too much.
China's representative to the United Nations, Zhang Jun, a majority of UN member states support an immediate and lasting ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist Palestinian militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza, a vote expected later at the council today. Israel's defense minister pushed back against international calls to wrap up the country's military offensive in the Gaza Strip, saying the current phase of the operation against the Hamas militant group will take time. In a briefing with the Associated Press, Yoav Gallant refused to commit to any firm deadlines, but he signaled the current phase could stretch on for weeks and that further military activity could continue for months to come. The president of Ukraine visits Capitol Hill and the White House today.
The aid package would be for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. But Republicans are insisting on strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for that aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet privately with senators and new House Speaker Mike Johnson, then talk with Biden at the White House. Yesterday, he met with the International Monetary Fund, where he received promises from Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva.
We will continue to work closely with Ukraine, and we will continue to call on those who support Ukraine to remain steadfast in their financial support.
That's AP's Donna Warder reporting. This is VOA News. Officials say that a suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle in northwest Pakistan, killing over 20 security forces and wounding dozens of others.
Some militants also opened fire, and a shootout ensued for hours between them and security forces before three attackers were gunned down, a local police officer, Kamal Khan, said, adding the death toll from the attack is likely to rise as some of the officers were in critical condition. Tuesday's attack, one of the deadliest in months, happened in Dar-e-Islam Khan, a city close to Afghanistan. The newly formed militant group Tehrik-e-Jihad Pakistan, believed to be an offshoot of the larger TTP, claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization says five countries in East and Southern Africa are in the middle of outbreaks of the anthrax disease, with more than 1,100 suspected cases and 20 deaths this year. A total of 1,166 suspected cases have been reported in Kenya, Malawi, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. 37 cases have been confirmed by laboratory test. The WHO says that the five countries have seasonal outbreaks every year, but Zambia was experiencing its worst since 2011, and Malawi reported its first human case this year. Uganda had 13 deaths. Anthrax usually affects livestock like cattle, sheep, and goats, as well as wild herbivores. Humans can be infected if they are exposed to the animals or contaminated animal products. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been removed from the penal colony, where he had been imprisoned since the middle of last year, and his current whereabouts are not known, according to his allies. Details from Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly.
They refused to say where he was transferred, Navalny's spokesperson posted on social media after speaking with staff at the IK6 facility east of Moscow. Aides have been preparing for his expected transfer to a, quote, special regime colony, the harshest grade in Russia's prison system, after he was sentenced in August to an additional 19 years in prison, on top of the more than a decade he was already serving. His disappearance comes at the start of the campaign period for a presidential election in which Vladimir Putin confirmed he would run for another six-year term.
The Turkish government is under pressure to seek the return of the Somali president's son, who allegedly fled Turkey after causing a fatal traffic crash in Istanbul. A 38-year-old motorcycle courier died of his injuries at a hospital December 6th. That was 6 days after he was hit by a car driven by Mohammed Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud on a busy highway in Istanbul. Turkish authorities ordered him, arrested and barred him from traveling abroad following the death. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.